Austrian Grand Prix result, Lando Norris wins from Oscar Piastri to narrow gap in Drivers' Championship, BBC Sport, date modified colon 2025-06-29T1536:23.449Z, description colon Lando Norris beats McLaren teammate Oscar Piastri to win the Austrian Grand Prix and narrow the gap in the Drivers' Championship, comma dot. Norris fights off Piastri for Austria win, image source, Reuters image caption, Lando Norris has won in Australia, Monaco and Austria this year after starting from pole position, Andrew Benson, F1 correspondent, published, June 29, 2025, 1551 BST, 341 comments, updated 13 minutes ago. Lando Norris fought off a race-long challenge from McLaren teammate Oscar Piastri to win the Austrian Grand Prix. Norris' third victory of the year, leading home a McLaren 1-2, reduced his deficit in the championship to the Australian to 15 points heading into the British Grand Prix next weekend. The McLarens utterly dominated the race, Ferrari's Charles Leclerc took the final podium place 17 seconds behind, with teammate Lewis Hamilton fourth a further 9 behind. Mercedes' George Russell was fifth, while Red Bull's Max Verstappen was taken out by the other Mercedes driver Kimi Antonelli on the first lap and is 61 points off the championship lead. It was a perfect result for the team, a 1-2 is exactly what we want and we did it again so I'm very happy, said Norris, who added that the battle with Piastri was a lot of fun and stress. Piastri challenged Briton Norris hard in the first stint after passing Ferrari's Charles Leclerc, which had split the McLarens in qualifying, at the first corner. Norris made mistakes in turns 9 and 10 at the end of lap 10, and that gave Piastri the chance to have a run on him into the following lap. Piastri briefly took the lead at turn 3, only for Norris to repass at the next corner. And Piastri flirted with disaster when he made a late dive down the inside at turn 4 on lap 20, locking up his brakes and narrowly avoiding hitting the back of Norris' car. Norris made his first stop at the end of that lap. Piastri waited 3 further laps before making his, and Norris seemed to be in control through the middle stint. But after their final stops, which they made one after the other with 17 and 16 laps to go, Piastri began to close in again. Coming out from his stop 4 seconds behind, Piastri was within 2 seconds of Norris with 10 laps to go, and Norris went on the radio to tell his engineer Will Joseph that he needed some pace, please help. Piastri had a scare with 6 laps to go when he was edged onto the grass on the straight between turns 3 and 4 by Alpine's Franco Colapinto, but was able to continue and keep the pressure on Norris. The Argentine was given a 5-second penalty for the incident. But Norris, despite some damage on his front wing, managed to stabilize the gap and hold on to the checkered flag for a much-needed victory, 2 weeks after he ended his own Canadian Grand Prix by running into the back of with his teammate. Piastri said, "Tried my absolute best but could have done a better job when I just got ahead momentarily but it was a good battle, bit on the edge at times. Probably pushed the limit a bit far but it was a good race and that's what we were here to do. Race each other and try and fight for wins." Leclerc and Hamilton had lonely races in third and fourth places for the entire Grand Prix, although there was a little tension on the radio for the 7-time champion when he said he wanted to stay out as his second stop approached, but his engineer ignored him and called him in anyway. Russell was equally lonely in fifth, while Racing Bull's Liam Lawson and Aston Martin's Fernando Alonso spent pretty much the entire race nose to tail making a one-stop strategy work to take 6th and 7th places. Alonso was within a second of Lawson for their entire first stint, and closed back up again to the same margin after losing a little ground by stopping one lap later. But although apparently a little quicker, Alonso could not get close enough to make a move on the New Zealander. In the final 2 laps, Alonso was caught by the two-stopping Sauber of Gabriel Bortoleto and was briefly passed at turn 3 with 2 laps to go, but the Spaniard used all his experience to cut back and retake the position with the DRS overtaking aid going into turn 4. Alonso was saved on the final lap by the McLarens coming up to lap them and needing to let Norris by, and he held on to take 7th place ahead of the Brazilian, who took his first points in Formula 1. Alonso, who manages Bortoleto, congratulated him after the race, waiting in park firm and sharing an embrace as the Sauber driver climbed out of his car. Sauber's Nico Hülkenberg took 9th and Haas driver Esteban Ocon the final point. A bad day for Red Bull on their own track was completed by a messy race for Yuki Tsunoda, who was given a 10-second penalty for a clumsy collision with Alpine's Franco Colapinto and was classified last. Verstappen, Russell, and Mercedes, what factors are at play? Published one day ago, Andrew Benson Q&A, send us your questions, published 2 days ago, top 10, 1. Lando Norris, McLaren, 2. Oscar Piastri, McLaren, 3. Charles Leclerc, Ferrari, 4. Lewis Hamilton, Ferrari, 5. George Russell, Mercedes, 6. Liam Lawson, Racing Bulls, 7. Fernando Alonso, Aston Martin, 8. Gabriel Bortolotto, Sauber, 9. Nico Hülkenberg, Sauber, 10. Esteban Ocon, Haas, Drivers' Championship Standings, Constructors' Championship Standings, what's next? It's the British Grand Prix at Silverstone next weekend, with Norris hoping to win his home race for the first time at his favorite circuit. Image source, Reuters image caption, Oscar Piastri briefly passed Lando Norris in the first stint but the Briton was able to retake the lead on the same lap. Image source, Getty Images image caption, Max Verstappen's red bull is spun around after being hit by the Mercedes of Kimi Antonelli on the first lap. Image source, Reuters image caption, Antonelli climbs out of his damaged Mercedes. Image source, Reuters image caption, Antonelli says he apologized to Verstappen for taking him out. Image source, Reuters image caption, Carlos Sainz wasn't able to start the race after a mechanical problem with the Williams. Related topics, Formula 1. Comments cannot be loaded. To load comments you need to enable JavaScript in your browser. View comments 341, top stories, live. Club World Cup, European champions PSG face Messi's Inter Miami in last 16, 4,210 viewing, 4.2K viewing, live. Austrian GP, Norris wins from Piastri to narrow title gap, reaction, 13,299 viewing, 13K viewing, live. Build up as England host Jamaica in final warm up before Euros, 3,370 viewing, 3.4K viewing. Elsewhere on the BBC, Diane Morgan's heartfelt journey into her own past, Monroe Bergdorf on finding love as a trans woman, jaw-dropping black comedy film starring Barry Keoghan, the World War I origins of pioneering plastic surgery. Elsewhere in sport, who will win Euro 2025? BBC pundits make their predictions. Video: who will win Euro 2025? BBC pundits make their predictions, Verstappen, Russell, and Mercedes, what factors are at play, the British teenage trio creating Wimbledon history, will Archer 2.0 still be a £100 million cheat code on England test return, the end of one of football's great fullback duos, where do they rank, the Commonwealth Games swimmer who might not see 40, the chase is on, why no team can feel safe against Stokes England, will sport's best-dressed officials be missed at Wimbledon, Euro 2025, how have England evolved? What are Wales' chances, like talking to Andy Murray, impressionist quizzes tennis stars? Video: like talking to Andy Murray, impressionist quizzes tennis stars, which drivers are in danger of losing their seat for 2026, which young players could light up Euro 2025, what do you remember about the 2013 Lions Tour? Home news, sport, business, innovation, culture, travel, earth, audio, video, live. Terms of use about the BBC privacy policy, cookies, accessibility, help, parental guidance. Contact the BBC. BBC emails for you. Advertise with us. Copyright 2025 BBC. The BBC is not responsible for the content of external sites. Read about our approach to external linking. Window underscore underscore web app underscore config underscore underscore equals window underscore underscore initial underscore data underscore underscore equals backslash data backslash colon backslash global navigation country equals it and language equals engb and service equals commercial backslash colon backslash name backslash colon backslash global navigation backslash comma backslash props backslash colon backslash country backslash colon backslash it backslash comma backslash language backslash colon backslash engb backslash comma backslash service backslash colon backslash commercia.